Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
It was May 1968, my first day as a summer intern at a national magazine. I needed a place to sleep. I'd been up all night, driving to New York from my podunk college, then calling a guy at Columbia University who had advertised for a roommate. He wasn't answering. So I took the subway up to the campus, where somebody said the guy might be in Hamilton Hall. Yes, that Hamilton Hall, from which police last week dragged students protesting the war in Gaza. One of dozens of campus crackdowns across the country this spring. Still, it's nothing compared to 1968, when nearly every college in America erupted in protest. That was the year of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, Czechoslovakia's Prague Spring Uprising, the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, when the Democratic Convention in Chicago became a war zone. This time, young folks are angry not just about Israel's behavior in Gaza, but also climate policy, abortion laws, racism. A lot like 1968. Vietnam was the big issue, but also colonialism, free speech, and racism. The issues seemed part of a sinister pattern, a plot by the system to oppress us all, much like today. On the left, democracy and decency seem under assault by nationalists in, Israel and the U.S. On the right, enemies include immigrants, terrorists, and especially liberal elites out to enslave us in a web of wokeness. As I stepped into Hamilton Hall, the front door slammed behind me. "Okay," said a guy with a megaphone, "we're locked in and won't leave until they accept our demands." I had no idea what those were, but finding my would-be roommate was not among them. I spent the night talking to protesters and dreading my inevitable arrest. Toward dawn, I found an unguarded window and barely escaped the police assault. On the subway to the office, I started scribbling my first story for a big-time publication, a vivid account of national disintegration. It never ran. But the boss called me in and said, "Nice job, son. You deserve a rest. We're sending you to the Democratic Convention in Chicago." That's another story. But I did find the roommate that night. We stayed friends, raised fine families, and softened our views a little over the years. That's what young people do after they've exhausted all other possibilities. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.